Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Barbara Luther's here. Barbara is an attorney. She's the owner, the founder of the Luther Law Firm. She specializes in helping people with their intellectual property, and she's here to talk to us about that very topic. Barbara Luther, welcome back to the show.
Oh, my pleasure, Jim. I always think of myself as a small business advocate, so I'm delighted to appear with you.
Yes, good to have you here, Barbara. And one of the things that I was just telling the audience about is how much I've learned over the last 17 and a half years since I've been doing the show in working with you and others who are experts in intellectual property, how much I've learned from you about intellectual property, which has helped me to convey that message to the audience. But how I have applied what I've learned to my intellectual property, and I look back and I see opportunities that I missed. Somebody else got that opportunity before I did because I wasn't paying attention. And I look back and I see areas where I went ahead and did what I should have done, and I was the one who got in ahead of everyone else, and ultimately was able to, when people tried to infringe upon me, was able to stop them. And have even had one case where it made me money.
Yes, licensing your ideas it can be very lucrative. It's not common, but it is lucrative.
Well,
that's part of the American tradition. The garage inventor or the individual comes
right.
up with a new idea, and then he doesn't have a manufacturing facility. So then he goes to a manufacturer who then can license that.
Exactly.
And they both make a lot of money.
Right. So let's talk about some of the simpler intellectual property forms. I know you want to talk about copyrights. How and when to use the copyright sign. Tell us about this.
Yes, yes. Whenever you create something, the law says that copyright coverage is automatic when you create something tangible.
Mm-hmm.
And that could even be tangible as a Word document, an electronic document.
Right.
There's quite a wide variety of things and that are covered with that. However, most copying is widespread. It's becoming more widespread as the Internet goes to countries where copying is a virtue.
Right.
You'll find that people are copying more and more of your stuff. So the first thing you want to do that's really simple is to put the copyright warning on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is... circle C or the word copyright.
Right.
And it's copyright.
Right.
I understand later you're going to have a branding expert who
yep.
writes copy. So that's spelled differently.
Right, right. And folks, if you're using Word, just go over to the right and pull down, or go over to pull down insert, go over to the right of that tab, and there you'll see images. Pull that down. There's the copyright. The circle R's there. The circle C's there. The TM's there. All those things are right there. Just click on that, and it'll put it wherever your cursor is.
You're right. That's the easy way to do it.
I use it all the time. When I publish my articles and syndicate it out to my outlets, I put a circle C on it. Even though I'm sending it to editors I know, I've given them the right to publish my stuff, I still stick it on there.
Good, good. Because they may cover it with a copyright filing on a compilation of all the stuff, your stuff and other people's stuff that they're getting. But you can still own your individual.
Or it might get forwarded to somebody who I don't have a relationship with. And you want people to know.
Oh, yes.
You want people to know that this is you're claiming this, right?
Yes, correct.
Should you put your name beside the copyright?
Yes.
That's what you want to do. You want to put the name, either your name or the company name.
The year.
And the year, too, right?
The year.
So,
and the name.
So it's Jim Blasingame, copyright 2015.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's and then I urge people to put in capital letters, all rights reserved after that, because so many people may not notice that even, but putting an extra warning in capital letters can help you.
One of the things that I do is I put copyright 2015 at the top, and at the bottom by my bio, I put all rights reserved, that kind of thing. I don't necessarily put it at the top where, you know, sometimes a lot of extra stuff at the top looks a little clunky. As long as you've got it on the document, right, it doesn't have to be at the top.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Interestingly, I just had a client come in yesterday who publishes teaching manuals, and they have they're a 20-30-year-old company, and I told them that they to correct their copyright warning, again, like we said, copyright, year, name, all rights reserved, and then they are being copied. They're being ripped off. So we have to run to the copyright office and get a certificate from them before they can sue the other people.
Hmm.
The other people are charging a fraction of what they would.
So what would the copyright office do for them? Because, I mean, they can't prove that they copyrighted this first. What is the certificate going to do for them?
Oh, okay. You cannot sue under federal law without a copyright certificate.
And does this mean that you've already registered it with the federal government?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if you have not registered with the federal government, you couldn't get this certificate. Is that right?
The registration comes from the register and receive a certificate.
That's right. So if I have something, a copyright of something that I want to make sure that I'm going to protect, then I need to go ahead and file that. I don't need to just put a circle C. I need to go ahead and also file it with the government?
Yes, and it's still pretty inexpensive. A single filing for an individual, even filed on paper, is $85 if you file it on paper.
Right. So you especially things that are especially replicatable, like a worksheet or a workbook or something like that?
Something with probably a little more creativity than that. Mm-hmm. A workbook, yes. Worksheet, could go either way.
All right. And folks, this is why what our goal here is just to perk your ears up a little bit so you can start paying attention to what you need to be thinking about. And then the clarification, the clearing things up, knowing exactly whether to turn left 1 degree or turn right 3 degrees, that's what the lawyers are there to help you with, like Barbara. And so contact someone, an intellectual property attorney, to get you to help them with this. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Barbara Luther and I will be right back after these messages. More to come. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.